Greetings, fellow traveler. As humanity awakens and evolves, we see change in every aspect of our lives. Let's consciously manifest our desires. I am Candace Craw Goldman, and this is New Earth Journey.
Welcome, everyone. Today is December 22nd, 2015, and this is episode 12 of New Earth Journey Radio. And tonight I'm truly blessed and delighted to welcome a very special guest on the show, best-selling author, lecturer, and research specialist, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, better known to some as Doc Ram. And Dr. Miller has taken some time out of his very busy schedule to join me this evening. And for the second time, because we had technical difficulties round one and even some, again, now on round two. And if you've listened at all to alternative radio, you will have heard of Dr. Miller before. He reveals a wealth and depth of knowledge and experience in three major fields: alternative agriculture, New Age physics, and metaphysics. Before many leading-edge concepts became trendy topics, Miller was and is on the international front lines of research, experimentation, and documentation. He reveals a wealth and depth of knowledge and experience in alternative agriculture, New Age physics, and metaphysics. And he began working in this X-Files world in the 1960s and has amazing experiences and conclusions to share. An original team member, Men in Black, Miller's research in the field of parapsychology and paraphysics began as a graduate physicist working 11 years with Navy Intel. And he offers fresh perspectives on metaphysical traditions in his books, papers, and articles. He's been at the forefront of many fields during his long and varied career, and he really knows so much about so many things. It's so nice to have you on the show tonight, Dr. Miller. Thank you.
You bet. My pleasure. Where do you want to go first?
Well, you and I were chatting a little bit before the show. There's a lot of things going on in my life and in my world with my family. My mother is currently in the middle of transitioning, and you and I were chatting about that a little bit before the show, so we thought we might just start there.
Yeah, is she losing anything with, like, her memory? What exactly do you mean by transitioning?
Well, Mom has been telling me she's going to die for, well, ever since, the first time I think she told me this, I was 12, and I'm 54 now. So it's been a very long process for her, but she is on 24/7 oxygen. She does have a hospice nurse, and she's currently very excited and very happy, I think, that they're offering her morphine. So she's basically sleeping her way to the end, which is, I think, what she wanted, but I don't know. It's it had me reading some things in your book, your Power Tools book today, about the Sonoy tribe. Am I saying that right? The one who talks about dreaming and picking your time and way of death. And I thought that was really interesting. I went over to the death clock and the online So I wanted to see how much longer
it's
I
different
had,
for Jewish princesses. what is her religious background? What does she practice?
Well, let's see. She was raised in the Catholic tradition, but was certainly not a practicing Catholic. She was a German a young German girl who escaped the war going over to the Americans and ended up emigrating here and marrying my dad. And actually, so much of your military involvement is very interesting to our family, because I come from quite a military family and still do. Most of my relatives are, in one way or another, were involved in the military. So some of that is quite interesting. But So yeah, mom has she lost her own parents. Her mom she lost when she was just 4, and her father in the war. And so she never imagined that she would get this old. She's 89,
and
quite frail, and congestive heart failure, and she's headed out. She really is. So that's kind of on my mind. I was asking Dr. Mildred to forgive me if I seemed like I didn't have a lot of focus for our show, but maybe it's a topic we can talk about.
Sure, we can start with polysaccharides. That's chapter 1 in Power Tools. You want to read that. I am a hired gun for the military. I was not in Navy. I was a GS 18, 2-star general equivalent. I ran laboratories and anesthesiology. And when the first thing I did was I put SEAL units number 1, 2, and 3 together and trained them and made them like super soldiers with different widgets, toys, enhancements, what is it? Mental states of consciousness. We used a number 8 flat iron skillet. That worked pretty good to alter states. Your mom is on oxygen for what purpose?
Congestive heart failure. She's not getting enough oxygen to her body.
Was she a smoker? Yeah.
She was not. But, you know, I tried to get through. I didn't get quite through your whole book. I really did give it a good shot, but through your power tools. But when I got to the place where when you talked about breathing and just how incredibly important it is for everything.
Yeah.
I thought about my mom because she's never been a deep breather. She just forgets to breathe. I mean, like for her whole life, we've looked at her and said, "Mom, just breathe."
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
So, okay, let's start with her diet. Right now she's in a hospice, so that means she's on standard creepy food. You might take over and begin juicing. If you started a juicing project with your mom, supplement, not her food, but a supplement with juices, and make them fun with, lots of sugar and other kinds of things, fruits that she might really like. Make juices. You start with raw foods, and then you take a pharmaceutical mushroom. The cordyceps hybrid will deliver oxygen to her body on a cellular level as a dietary supplement. And
I read that in your book, and there's different kinds out there. How do you know if you get a good one? How can you tell?
Yeah, well, that's keeping a diary and watching how it works on your particular body. And is it actually working, or is it maybe your imagination? The cordyceps hybrid that we market is Aloha Medicinals. I was their Canadian rep for about, 8 or 9 years. Is repacked, is probably the best buy in the universe. You figure it's in nanometer, which means you can spray it on the body with an aerosol and it will fall into the, like you could lay on your back, you spray it on your chest and it would fall to your lungs because it's so small. Clustering will stop some of it. But if you wanted a delivery system directly to the lung, for example, you'd have her lay out on a flatbed, have a little tiny mistifier, you know, that you use for plants, and put in some nanometer cut cordyceps hybrid. And you spray that on her and let it just fall right directly to her lungs. She'll ingest it at the nanometer range. She'll have 100% absorption rather than 38, which is what normal capsulation. When you go through the gut, your body will only absorb up to about 38% of the nutrients in it. That's when you're working in full capacity. The rest has gone into stool. And so what you want to do is get oxygen into her body. Now, let's talk about what that is. So you have a sugar molecule that's maybe 1/4 inch in diameter. You look at it, it's like, that's a sugar molecule. Then you have a beta-glucan, which is a tumbly thing that's maybe about 1 foot wide. And that's a complex sugar that we'll talk about later. And it looks like a very large virus or a very small bacteria, you know, nanometer range. Then a large nanometer, 200, 400 nanometer. Then you go up into polysaccharides, which are 4-foot long molecules. and they're in comparison to your quarter inch sugar. It's a very complex sugar. It's called a polysaccharide. And what happens is as that breaks down, it releases oxygen on a cellular level. Your body can't get enough oxygen. That is a food that will work four times more efficiently in delivering oxygen to her lungs in the two protocols I gave you over her breathing oxygen right now from a tank. Page one. That will work immediately.
That's so amazing. Does anybody in the healthcare system out there know about this at all?
Oh, sure.
In the big hospitals.
Yeah, well, it's intentionality. You know, the whole thing's based on marketing and insurance and creepy things having nothing to do with health. And so the ways they treat cancer today is to give you a toxin that's even worse and kills everything. And then you have the choice of which way you want to die. And so polysaccharides, well, I have watched just on these tumors that grow on the neck of something, you know, I watch one fall off in 3 weeks. Because cancer, our body is always making mistakes. And so cancer is always happening, except you don't want it to metastasize. That means repeat the error. And it will, if you don't go in and address it. And this is when it goes from benign into malignant and blah, blah, blah. And what you do is cancer cannot exist in an oxygen-rich environment. It will take an incorrect gene code and blow it up. And so that's what oxygen does and is marginally helping your mom. The morphine, we're going to get into that next. We're going to go right down the line on what's going on because I can best do that your mom could have another full 10 years of quality of life without having to go through the healthcare systems of going from here to there. That's nuts. And basically, when she gets in one of those cases, she's just a number down the hall, and they'll move her into which hall, depending on what her code sign is.
Well, she's actually at home. I do have to step in and say that. She's actually at home, and she's getting visits from nurses. So she's not, you know, it's not around the clock.
Well, I'd put her out in the garden. I'd require her to live in with the plants. There's more oxygen out there, and I think she'd like the green. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. What I would do is start slamming her with Cordyceps sinensis hybrid HEAA in nanometer cut. There are two cuts on Cordyceps as a mushroom. 80 mesh means there's 80 particles per inch, and that is used for standard capsulation and caps. It's cheap. However, the nanometer goes down to 10 to the minus 9 meters. And we're talking about so small, it's like a very small asteroid falling through our solar system. Just falls right through the cell wall. And when the polysaccharide is breaking down, that sugar is breaking down, it's releasing oxygen everywhere, including the brain. And so it will increase everything functioning correctly. What it actually does is generate more ATP. Adenosine triphosphate, okay, which is where the cold fusion in her body is occurring. That is a little quark gluon plasma, and that will be the thing that's converting potassium into sodium. So you want that action, little engine going on, and that is all generated from oxygen. And so your body can't get enough of it. And what you do with your mom is you start her with 1 gram the first week and move it up to 2 grams the second week and you keep increasing it 3 grams until she starts to have loose bowel. Loose bowel is where you stop and then you cut back. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's body is different. And well, some people can take huge quantities. This is a performance enhancement supplement. That means it's given to racehorses to break world records. It's given to athletes to pump higher iron. It is how the Chinese won all their gold medal Olympic medals that 1 year legally. It is all it's about is oxygen. And so it's not a drug.
Why is your model? Dr. Miller, do you take this supplement yourself?
Absolutely. How do you think I as sharp as a tack I am. That is, I'm 72. And, you know, here I am. Hoorah. And my entire SEAL Unit 1 is still alive. We're all still here. That's Ram Dass's new book. You know, be here now, still here.
That's wonderful.
Well, yeah. And the quality of life is... I put it in a Fantastic Voyage, zero defects. What you want to do is probably a tin, a 2.2 kilogram tin of nanometer will cost you probably $250 for 2.5 pounds, which if you were to dehydrate the agaricus in your Safeway store, would probably be around 400 a pound. So 400 a kilo. And so it's a best buy for mushrooms as a pharmaceutical. It's really easily grown. It's commercially grown in control chambers. And then they run the product through a jet engine at Mach 3 to shred it down to nanometer size. And the normal 80 mesh will be about $180 a tin. And so for $250, you get... 3 times the bang for your buck. Instead of 38%, you have 100% absorption, and you can, you know, apply it directly onto the skin, and it will fall to the organ by gravity. That means you can put
Dr.
it on.
Dr. Miller, if somebody takes that, do they feel something right away? Is there an effect?
And then that's the remarkable thing about it. I felt it within 3 days. I, you know, increased awareness, less pain, and feeling like my engine's running better, my body, my engine, you know, the engine part of me.
Mm-hmm.
It seemingly, it makes everything better. Now, that will probably stop that nonsense you're currently observing with your mom. And you might have another good 4 or 5 years before you have to repeat what you're about to do now. That's how good it is.
That would be an amazing thing.
And a kilo. $250 is enough to last, using large quantities of it every day, like an athlete, probably 2 years, maybe three, if you store it correctly. You do not put it in a refrigerator. You keep it at room temperature. You don't want a moisture barrier thing happening. You keep it out of light. And so you just keep it up in the cupboard, and you have a little bit that you have down that you work out of every day, and then you once a week or something, you refill that thing and keep the rest of it up in the cupboard in a sealed tin, and it's good to go. As long as you keep the moisture out and the sun out, the stasis on dehydrated mushrooms is probably 20 years because there's nothing in it to break down. It's a sugar. So, and you're after the polysaccharides. Now, the beta-glucans, when you make... cocktails. That means more than one pharmaceutical mushroom. Might have six of them, like Coriolis and Turkey Tail and whatever. When you add transfer factor to that, now what happens is that that enzyme puts that lookalike up on a gene looking for invading bacteria or viruses that look similar to that, and increases your NK killer cells. So the beta glucans, which is that smaller, irregular looking sugars, they mimic bacteria and viruses that might be invading. And so what happens next is your immune system is put on red alert, and you start generating more NK killer cells, and basically you have sharpened your immune system. That's why everybody is talking about pharmaceutical mushrooms. They all do this. Each one has a variety of different beta-glucans and a variety of polysaccharides. We have hybridized the cordyceps so that it literally has 5.4 times the polysaccharides that you would find in nature. And then when you put it in nanometer, now you have a supplement that within a week of keeping diary entries every day, your mom will absolutely notice a complete difference. And that's where I would start. Now, why is she taking, that's page one. Why is she, using morphine, please?
I've been asking that question all week long. I'm not really sure that I believe the answer. I think it just I think it's
keep her out of your hair. Listen, that's a doctor that needs to be fired. It's like those. I'm not kidding.
I believe you, except for that she's all
morphine,
for it. She loves it.
Well, it's an opiate, and it's going to annul the quality of life right out of the gate, you know, like in the movie.
Sleeping all day long. You know,
well, so what you need to do is wean her. How many units is she taking, please?
That morphine? I can't tell you, and it's pretty
That's really
new,
important.
And I've been
would recommend you just get her off that nonsense and be very pointed about the doctor and the AMA. Of him being reported for misprescribing for nuisance. Listen, I've seen how doctors treat these people, older people, and it's all about money. And Social Security and Medicare and the health carriers or providers that would augment the prescription aspects. The first thing is, when I went on Social Security and took out Health Net, I did not get their pharmaceutical plan because I don't take drugs. Period. End of story. That's it. Blood thinners, mm-hmm. when I had knees and hips and other kinds of replacements in my body. And by the way, every single in my body has titanium. I am considered bionic. And I'm not the 6 million young man. I'm more like a Kmart markdown special. There you go. That's what I am. And I refused to take warfarin. And they were very concerned about blood clots. And what I did is an enzyme called cloitinase. And that thinned my blood. I didn't have any problems at all. And guess what? That orthopedic surgeon and all his staff now are using cloitinase over warfarin in their own surgeries.
Because and that warfarin's just rat poison anyway, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't that warfarin? That's just rat poison, right?
Oh, imagine that. Yeah. It is, and what are you going to do if you're on these weird drugs and the grid goes down and Walgreens is no longer open?
Yeah.
Now, that's where
I've
you start an herbal pharmacy, and you start growing your drugs like these mushrooms. All of these mushrooms, like cordyceps, is simple to grow in 1 gallon ball jars with, meals that you prepare, a special diet for the mushrooms, and you refrigerate them, and you're gonna have walk-ins. I have pictures on how we.
Yeah, but you don't have. I don't have a jet engine to break it down into those nanoparticles. What do I do about that?
You get it from us, and we do it in wholesale. And well, that's why it's $250 a kilo.
Sure.
Okay, so there it is. Because the mushroom itself is like growing shiitake. You can grow that on oak and other kinds of mushrooms. These mushrooms are simple to grow. Your agaricus or a fairy ring is not the one that comes from Brazil, agaricus blasii, but the ones you buy at Safeway, they're still agaricus, and you have them out here in your yard in Kentucky or wherever you are. I know it. And so agaricus, by the way, newsflash, is the first and second largest life form on the planet Earth. The third one is a aspen stand as a single life form. But the first two life forms that are the largest on the Earth are agaricus mushrooms in the Blue Mountains of Oregon and another one that's growing up in BC near Chilliwack. Now, I can run it down to you. You can see this entity, this single entity, it's a mushroom that is easy to grow and has got beneficial things that cancer is reduced as a byproduct. It isn't even about taking it for cancer. It's about the oxygen for making your body run. And just in doing that, it reduces the cancers as a byproduct. Got me? Okay, so now we have some direction for mom. Your stomach flus. Here we go. Now that means. That's that creepy experimental crap that they're doing around the country right now in genome blood types. And there's epidemics everywhere around the grade schools. And they do this as a test on pandemic experiments like they're doing with water and atmospheric control. And I have to say that it, don't get me started. I'm not an oath keeper. I am actually military, and I can tell you candidly, it's not us. The planes, the geoengineering that we currently enjoy here in Oregon came out of Chilliwack. Navy deployed a new weapon, aerosol, in chemtrails up in Reedsport last month. I was sent up to do by what we call blood panels to see how badly the infection was. They used lithium in the aerosol to lock down a city that might be unrest. It was a test.
Yeah.
Well, it's lithium. And yeah. I did lithium panels, and what I had last year was elevated levels of aluminum and barium oxide poisoning. And I started using modafinil, which is an enzyme out of a brown algae, and turmeric. And those have reduced and changed my panels now and remediated out of my body the heavy metals that I was enjoying last year. Everybody in Reedsport is sick from the lithium. It has...
That's amazing.
It's not. It's not fair. It's not right. It is... How did Carter, Jimmy Carter, got interviewed in ARP 2 months ago? And they did a big interview in him in ARP. I read ARP. That's how old I am. And guess what? Carter, right out front, said, oh, yeah, Washington is for sale. When you look at pharmaceutical houses, for example, we're not even going to go into medicine or others. We just work with pharmaceuticals. Monsanto, and you come right down the line. 40th down is Johnson & Johnson Wax. And their gross annual product revenues is four times the state of Oregon. Monsanto is 40 times the gross national product of America. Now, you have...
I lived in Austin for a while, and I heard the local government down there actually were talking to the public about adding lithium to the local water supply as an option. They were openly talking about it.
Well, good luck with that. You know,
I don't think it happened, but they were talking about it.
Yes, and you should have been locked and loaded and wearing an arm with your concealed weapons permit and just wear it out openly, let everybody know how you feel about it. You know, with Agenda 21 and what's going on, now the United Nations, your New World Order, can supersede your civil rights. And they will. And they're going to use lithium if there's a city unrest because FEMA can't deliver the water. It's going to be like this. Jade 2.0 software that was being tested by the Jade Helm experiments recently was to develop a computer program to actually accurately profile your intent before you even know what you're going to do. That's how you get your little dot on a mailbox. It's the algorithms that they're working now in the New York City Police Department are using an advanced form of this algorithm to accurately look into the future 28 minutes and know where a crime is going to be committed down in Manhattan before it occurs. Just like in the movie Minority Report. These are working with Clifford algebras. There is a guy named Cliff High that has been doing it with Gürtel and his mathematics, yeah, which is Ahn's algebra. They're all linear algebras for, but see, the problem is intent is what you actually end up doing at the end of the day. And it is so close at our level of awareness to purpose that you can't tell the difference. As you evolve into higher states of consciousness, and I can talk about those in a minute because that's what I train SEALs to do, now you can discern the distinct difference between the end of the day of what happened and why you're here. Very subtle, the difference between purpose and intent. Intentionality is that when Maxwell Smart said, missed it by that much, didn't happen. Well, that's how it works. And intent is what you actually, you see, you don't have free will. The free will implies full disclosure. You don't have full disclosure. Aliens, whatever, you know, they could be anything. You haven't got a clue. Let me tell you what an alien is. How about this one? How about if I were an alien, where would I hide in plain sight in a war for Earth? Well, blood types and the fourth genome in your blood type is unknown. It is alien. They have no idea where your rhesus negative came from. Now,
that's
the war
me.
For Earth. Yeah, well, that the war for Earth, it's in everybody now. Even though you're AB positive, you still have rhesus negative in your genes. It happened about 200,000 years ago, and we'll talk about the bloodlines if you want, that kind of thing. However, that war for Earth, metaphorically, is going on inside each of us. And so...
I believe that. What do we do? What's the biggest thing that we do to stand up and be sovereign? What do we do?
It's a process, not an end goal.
Okay.
That's the first thing you have to realize. It's not like Simon says, you can go halfway to the door. It's not about the door. Okay? Okay, so what Matt Stein and I do in our urban survival skill workshops is we suggest you begin with water. And so I am taking the Caterpillar. This is a traveling science bus here at Pacifica Gardens. It's full of entomology and teaching kids bugs. And I'm going to throw all of that out, and I'm going to replace it with water testing because a four-year-old needs to be able to determine whether the water is safe to drink or not. Later, we'll teach that child what's wrong with the water, if it's not safe, and or can it be repaired. And we're going to do the same thing with the sandbox and soil. And that's teaching your children well, because you and I, Candace, are too old to save this earth.
Yep.
However, that child is watching her father or mother and learning how to be a pedophile or a gambler or a drug addict. That's where they learn it, from their parents. And so you want to know what you do first? You get up off the couch and you start walking your personal talk. And that's how the children are watching you. And that's Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Teach your children well. It begins at 4 years old. Now, my credentials in that arena is, my gift is that I have an eidetic memory. I'm a four-year-old that never became seven, and now I'm 72 years old. What do you like to know? I meditate? Yes, I'm a satsangi. Am I a juicer? Yes, I am. How do I sound? Am I a Superman? I don't know. I have senses where now not only can I control heart rate, pulse, and respiration through biofeedback, I am now controlling as many as 8 different neurotransmitters in my body at any given moment as tools to achieve my goals now. And that is the next stage in evolution, where you get that chill going up and down your spine. That's dimethyltryptamine.
Yes. Oh, I got so excited when I first heard about that, because that's happening so much with my friends and in my community.
They call that tantric yoga and sex magic. And guess what else? The secret, the Masonic secret that they don't tell anybody. Here it is. The thought that occurs at the moment of climax happens. There it is. The charged intent of emotional content structures the water and is how psyche is brought into matter. Nothing out there is real. The only thing that's real is your imagination. That part is real. And here I am with an evolved consciousness of sorts, and I'm literally talking to my future right this moment, and it's literally changing my past. And the past is a primary wave, where the future is a series of timelines, and the one I'm working is the one I'm communicating with. There is a concept of the moment which is held in what we call quantum consciousness, dealing with space-time. But the problem with space-time and quantum mechanics or quantum universes is that those doors that model allows precludes the idea of knowledge, i.e. Heisenberg, and the more you know about one thing, the less you know about something else, the uncertainty principle. page two. Mm-hmm. You go over. What was that?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Page two. You go over to holographic universe. Now you're talking about everything being simply connected, and you're dealing with information and resolution of information. So you have the physical plane. The next plane up in resolution would be the emotions, how your subconscious dream states talk to you. How do you feel about the physical plane? That's why we call it EQ. Then above that plane is the intellectual plane, where the basic concepts of chair and couch from Plato play a role of, well, a couch I can lay down, where a chair I sit down, a metaphor of the two. And at the fourth level is the archetypal plane, where you are me, and I am you, and I am the walrus. There are four more, that's just halfway to go. Now, we can start with our heart rate and controlling autonomic functions so that your mother chooses to be a different age. You can do this. And there are foods. There is a book. He is the dean of Dean Ward is Surgeon General for the U.S. Marines. He's written a book called Biological Aging Mechanisms, Clinical Approach. Check it out, Ward Dean. And that book, he takes and looks at every single protocol in different universities all across the world, and how they measure the nature of aging. And in every single protocol is reversible. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be able to do it with current modern technologies and things like that, except that imagination is reality, and you change the internal landscape of how you choose to see what's going on. Everything happens for a reason. Everything leads to something better. You do that, and you will achieve NAM. You will have a grace. That is how that works. It's called taking the high road to China. That's the way
I actually, Doc Ram, I actually have a page folded over, page 168 in your Power Tools book. It's one of my favorite things that I read in your book. And you said exploration of the soul is possible through imagination. In fact, soul or psyche is imagination. I just love that.
That's Jungian psychotherapy, or what is called third generation imaginal psychology. James Hillman was my teacher. Now, I use metaphor in everything, like the Greek. And so you have stories going on inside you. And it's you're either complex or possessed. Possessed means you only have one God working through you, where complex means you have more than one story. Psyche at the Well of Souls, for example. These metaphors, there's 22 of them. Oh, isn't that the tarot cards? Isn't that interesting? That's a path in the Tree of Life. When I came out of graduate school, I was a very good physicist. And because I was a very good physicist, it behooved me to become right out of the gate a Hermetic Kabbalist. I studied with Gershom Scholem. I went out, learned Old Hebrew and Greek, and did my own biblical translations. As a fact, I didn't find answers in the old Bibles, like the ones today, but Mark, Luke, and several other apostles used the Colburn Bible. What's that? Well, there's a good place to start. If you want to know what to do, you start with the physical plane, and you make sure that the water your mother is drinking is correct. And let me, we can do a little wrap on, you know, structured water if you'd like, and why you want to.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Okay. You sent me some articles on water that you've just written, and they're amazing. And of course, we're 80% or nearly 80% water, and so much of, I think, some of the geopolitical strife in the world is not so much about even power and oil, but about water. I think water is so
much more privatization of water. Privatization of our air that we breathe. Oh yeah, yeah. They're going to go and tax everything at some point, turning us into laptops. That's according to NASA documents, you know, where we're like the Borg, you know, a little downloads here and a little texting there. And the next thing you know, you've got apps to do apps. It's crazy. The whole thing is nuts. And electrical current is fragile. It, with CMEs coming off, the grid's going to collapse. The first thing that's going to happen in your neighborhood will be that the municipalities can't deliver water and you can't pump it out of your well. What are you going to do? Well, you can get a swing.
I have a hand pump in my backyard, Doc Graham, a hand pump I ordered.
That's my girl. Now, that's where you start. That's what you do is you have 3 days of water on hand for everyone in your household, including animals, and a replacement plan of how to replace it the first day. And if you do that, and you already have one, you're pumping hand. Okay. Every single person listening to the show, that's a first step that I say, physical plane. Then you start working on the water going inside the body because most of us are dehydrated. And with the geoengineering and all this polymer crap that's inside our bodies now, and why your saliva is white, not, you know, like it used to be phlegmy looking, now it's white. And that's because of that polymer and barium and lithium oxide. And what's happening is your body is micro dehydrated right now. And you need to drink more water. When you wake up in the morning, you've got cotton mouth, et cetera. Everybody's the same. And in where you're living, you're even seeing it. It's coming out of the sky as fiber. It's creepy.
Yeah.
And it's toxic. Yeah. And it's in everything, including your body right now. And you can remediate some of that out of you. But it's, again, the waters you're drinking and your food selection.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm really interested in some of the aquaponics and some of the more, you know, enclosed gardening systems.
Well, there you go. So the Mars, yeah, the Mars Project, the one I'm doing in Kailua, it's called the Mars Project. I was Lunar Base Alpha 1 45 years ago. I'm now the Mars Project today in Kailua. This is a 30-foot geodesic dome that was printed in one day with cement, and then it's lined with cadmium for a radiation shield, and it encloses a vertical aquaculture system similar to the older systems. The military that I work with now, they have me vetting out systems for Mars. And of course we're on Mars. How could we not be? Well, that's great. I mean, we were never interested in the moon. The moon doesn't even have cheese. It water on Mars, there's more water on Mars than there is Earth. That's probably where Atlantis was. And I even have no idea what the asteroid belt was. That is possibly going to be happening to the Earth shortly with this Planet 7X and Wormwood. Who knows? NASA has already confirmed there is a 30 EU planetoid that is out past the Oort cloud. And that means it's 30 times the size of the Earth and far more dense. That's most likely the brown dwarf that everybody's talking about is Nibiru. However, that item has been showing some strange anomalies in that there's no IR signature. That's why we never found it first. And we found it, but we didn't find it with infrared. So how can that be possible? Well, one explanation is it's an artifact from a previous epoch that used the Dyson sphere and surrounded that brown dwarf for a battery. Now, the Earth has caves where the cave drawings are bison, which represent constellations. And in some of the caves from 30,000 years ago, they show that, okay, this is before Clovis and Hopi Indian and all that. They show star maps in reverse, seen from space, not Earth. And that's on my Facebook thing called the Time of Forever, the Time of Forgotten Forevers. And, the Cave of Dreams in France, all of this was done by advanced societies that were reduced to caves for a moment. And it's happening right now. This is what we call the end of days. And I'm saying that as a physicist, the day after tomorrow is absolutely going to happen. The sea is already 2 degrees above what brought on the Jurassic apocalypse. And, you know, where dinosaur had food in their mouth that froze. And so it's going to be just like in the movie. Gutenberg Bibles are options. I'm just running it down to you that there are going to be some events. There's no way to plan it. You can go to Costa Rica. with the hopes of trying to avoid the superstorm that will come probably out of the north. Pole shifting, you can count on it. Mantle changes, you can absolutely count on it. Right now, Navy, the maps we use is Chet Snow. If you go to Future Maps of the World, Future Map of America, Chet Snow, that's the one the military uses. It'll say Navy map. Future. Basically, it'll be an 8.4 off of Crescent City that drops the Ring of Fire. And everything, all the way from Arctic Alaska all the way down into tropical Peru, is gone in a moment. And Grants Pass, where I currently live, will become the new waterfront. Where you live, most likely on that map, will be underwater.
Yeah, I'm not in Kentucky. I'm in Kansas, and I've actually seen maps and some maps similar to this, and from my teacher Dolores Cannon, and we're right on the edge. So I mean, I'm right there.
Yes, you are.
Kansas. Yeah, so right on the edge of some water.
Where in Kansas are you near? Yeah, are you near Hays, Kansas?
Not too far. I'm near Wichita, and I can't believe you and Matt Stein were in Kansas City, and I missed you.
Oh, well, we're going to be back, and we'll be going to Wichita and several others. Wichita will probably be in February. They're now, the Curleys are putting the RK gun show, that Randy Curley is putting the big gun show together, and it'll be in Wichita. We're going to be doing a two-day urban survival in Hollywood. And we have a couple of other plans, but they're down, later in the year. Matt and I go in and do these two-day prep shows. Right now, you start with water. Once you've done water and have a replacement plan for water, now you want to start thinking about seed collecting and heirlooms and what you'd like to grow in your own garden. I would recommend that 40 to 60% of the food you eat right now be grown locally, from a farmer's market or grower's market, rather than going into a superstore. I would recommend that. Yeah, that's a good lifestyle change right now. Yes,
that's a really great. We're coming down towards the end of the show. We've got a few minutes left, but I love that fact that you are talking about coming back to this area and you say presentations in these shows. You also give workshops, and I want you to talk a little bit about your books as we come down to the end of the hour.
Well, I write in a lot of fields. I'm a polymath, and I've been writing for 45 years. I was Chuck Walters' pallbearer, one of his pallbearers with Acres USA. So I've been around a long time writing in agriculture. I have a 5-volume set called, it's over 6 inches thick, called the Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture, cross-referenced. And right now I'm talking about herbal pharmacies as part of your field crops, where you're growing your drugs for barter. Because at some point, someone's going to need heart medicine, and they're not going to be able to get it from the local pharmacy. It's going to be a barter farm crop, and black cohosh or wild yams. All of that stuff is important. They all grow well in Kansas. Some need irrigation, some don't. Burdock.
Do you think, Doc Ram, that it's safe to even grow outside? With our grasshoppers, with the farmers that surround me, with their GMO crops and how they spray, sometimes, even though I live on a little bit of land, I wonder about just growing everything more sheltered indoors, like the aquaculture.
Well, I have a terrarium, what we call an arboretum, around off my second floor next to my kitchen, southern exposure. And it's greenhouses, everything is raised bed, second floor, where I grow my crops right next to my kitchen, and I eat right directly out. And then what I don't eat, I go get from local farms that may or not want to have a Geiger counter first put to it. you can run them as well. At what level are you going to run salts and your herbicides in the product? You can do all of that if you want to. Knowing the farmer and what he did to the field locally is a heck of a lot better start than just going down and arbitrarily going through produce.
Right.
And so you start one step at a time rather than trying to be a purist. You start one step at a time. Yes, the fish is starting to glow out of the ocean. Yes. But most fish come from growth ponds. And there's no reason why you can't do fish ponds. The Lost Creek Fish Hatchery has been closed down for 20 years. And the military sent me over there to vet it. And it's been up in full production for 5 years. They had three-year-old salmon ready for release. And Holy Water was showing 50-pound salmon on fly. And so there was enough at that one. That's Lost Creek and Lost Creek Dam and the Lost Creek Fish Hatchery, which is the headwaters of the Rogue River where I live. And that fish hatchery right now today is producing enough protein to feed the entire state of Oregon. Hoorah. And what we will call that is the new movie out called Black Road that takes place in 2023. Okay, it's a science fiction story about the free state of Jefferson. Hoorah. And on my license plate, my 280Z, the 1976 280Z that won the steeplechase up Pikes Peak, has the license plate MAGIC for Medford, Ashland, Grants Pass, Illinois Valley, Cave Junction, and Klamath Falls. Hoorah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, listen, we have about a minute left, so we need to tell our audience how they can find you, how they can order some of your books, and how they can learn more about
your work. I'm easy to find. I'm at richardallenmiller.com, A-L-A-N, richardallenmiller.com. And my Facebook blog is docram, docram.com. And that'll take you directly to my Facebook page. I have right now about 35,000 views every week, and I'm posting on my areas of uptight, you know, and I do talk about free energy. One of the new titles, chapters in my Power Tool, in my Non-Local Mind book, is the third in the series, Power Tools for the 21st Century. It's the 8 protocols I train SEALs on. This new one is called The Non-Local Mind in a Holographic Universe, How to Change the Movie. And that chapter that I'm referring to is called Rock the Casimir or Adventures in Time Travel. We'll just have to get into another show on that one.
Will you come back, even though I'm a teensy tiny show and I don't have a great big audience? Like,
you're beautiful and I love Kansas. And my lawyer retired friend is from Hayes, Kansas. His father was the guy that invented the combine there. That's what
Kansas. Oh, I love it. And if you come to Wichita, maybe you'd come for dinner, and I would give you and Matt my best organic Kansas dinner. I really hope you do come in February.
I would love that. You put this in email. It's a done deal. May I bring Arlo Guthrie, his daughter, granddaughter, because they are a commune in Wichita that is part of my work I do with Dennis Kucinich.
I would so love to sit down at a table with you and your friends. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you so much for being with me on New Earth Journey. And I would like to talk to you a little bit more about the mushrooms and how I can get some for my mom. Thank
Send
you.
Send me an email or call me later on the telephone. I'll leave you my phone number, and I'll be glad to talk to you about that tomorrow. We actually have a Rogue Valley Medicinals for all my friends and things, and you can get your Modafinil and your cocktails and your hybrid forms of mushrooms. A kilo of the Nano Cordy Nano, and I'll send you an upload paper, is probably the best buy in the universe, and will absolutely probably make changes in your mom immediately.
I can't wait to find out more about it. Thank you so much for being with me this evening, Dr. Miller. I think of you as my friend.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.